Okay.
You can take a seat. Okay. No, good.
Hey guys, we'll take questions first, and then we'll jump to the Zoom portion of the call. So, Charlie, maybe you want to get us started.
Recording in progress.
Yeah, for sure. It's, I thought the first half was the best half we've had all year. And we had a, you know, they had a, came out in the first 15 minutes, were, you know, pressing a little bit higher, had a few, much more of the ball. But you know what? We survived that and found a way to get another penalty. And, you know, maybe we can kill the game with a little bit more possession, but you take it what it is, and it's a great result on the road against a tough team. I don't care where they are on the table. It's always tough to play against York. We usually always tie, right? So we're very happy.
You guys have, you know, this season made yourself very difficult for teams to kind of break down.
It's a mentality. A lot of it is credit to the staff, the emphasis they put on that, to the tactical work that we do, the video that we're watching. But it's also a lot of it is mentality. Guys are willing to do the work, and then that comes down to, you know, a lot of it's athletical culture. Some people say sit back, but we're not conceding goals. We're doing better at getting the press up, and sometimes we're okay suffering a little bit, and we've been able to, I think we can do a little bit better about getting teams on the counter, but hey, you know, we're finding ways to win, and that's what good teams do.
One last one, that group of fans down in the corner, that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great not only for us, but the culture of Canadian football. I was talking to Christian down there with the, you know, men's team winning, you know, going to the World Cup, and what this league has meant to not only myself but the young players. You know, there's that opportunity wasn't available for me 11 years ago. I had to go to the States, and so to see that now, and I'm just really excited to see in 10 years what it is. It's very exciting.
Any good questions for Drew?
You played York three times, tie, including the Canadian Championship penalty kick thing. But it looked like you were a completely different team out there today. Is it just the time of the year that you're getting better, or it was just that, say, we finally solved that York problem?
I think a little bit of both. We've done a lot of good work on the field, and each game we're growing. I think Carlos will say the same thing. We're getting better day by day. You can see that in the young players. You can see how well Zach Roy's been playing, and Bahus, and Oliver. Everybody, I could go down the line, but day in, day out, guys are understanding their roles. They're understanding how to be better in their positioning, how we're going to play out of the back, even from, you know, Nathan Ford, whoever it is. We have guys that come off the bench and do a good job, and we're able to rotate the squad. So to give you an exact answer, I don't really have one, except that we're just growing day by day, and it's great to see.
And the you guys have, with the other teams, you keep somersaulting over each other, but you have, like, broke off, four teams break off, those are the playoff teams, and you can sort of look down on the other four. I guess it's never finally settled, but it's almost like thinking about who are we going to play when those other three teams that are with you, or is it too soon?
I think the classic mode is we focus on the next game, and that's Forge, which will be a very tough game, a very good team. And we go week by week. Obviously, there's weeks where we're going to have two or three games in a week, and you know, the coaches are thinking about maybe certain lineups and load management. But we have to focus on game by game, and if we do that, those things will take care of themselves. And at that time, when it comes to the playoffs, you know the teams pretty well, right? So we're at a moment where we just have to focus on ourselves.
Thanks.
Right,
that's everything in the room, guys. We're going to jump to the Zoom portion now.
I think that there's a question from the folks in Ottawa.
Yes, Drew. I mean, you're sitting here today as the captain, but it was a very complete and kind of a team effort, as cliche as that sound today. How does this team work so well together? And what can we expect to see from all of you as a group?
I think it goes back to the commitment, Michelle. It's the identity at which we started from day one in Spain, and being together as coach likes to say, a collective, sacrificing for each other. We want guys to show their creativity as well. I think we're improving in that a bit, and guys are gaining their confidence, especially the younger players. We have a good mix of young and old, and when you have that, the experienced guys like Carl and Sissoko and Miguel and Nathan, they bring a mentality that the younger guys can emulate, and when you have those experienced guys, it just goes a long way, and that starts with the staff as well. It's been fantastic. There may be things during the week we don't want to do, recovery and certain drills, but it's really paying off, and as long as we stay together, we'll be fine.
And maybe I'll just one last, just because I know our folks in New York won't be happy to hear that one, but talk to us a little bit about that support from our supporters today, making the trip down to York to cheer you on.
Yeah, it goes without saying, it's fantastic. It was a good all. You can see that at TD Place, but to have it on the road and for them to organize such a thing is very special, and it only speaks to where the culture at which the league is growing in this country. And you see that at the Toronto FC games, you see that in Montreal, you see that in Vancouver, you see that everywhere, you see that in Halifax, everywhere. I could speak about anything, but to have them on the road, it's very special, and they're sacrificing their time, they're spending their money to come support us. The connection is fantastic.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. Hello. How are you?
Gonzalo, ¿qué tal?
Okay, guys, we'll start cleaning the room, and then we'll go ahead and jump to Zoom for some questions from Ottawa. So, Charlie, I'm sure you want to kick us off.
Yeah, Carlos, maybe start with your overall thoughts on that game. It's a very big win away from home, score three goals, keep a clean sheet. You must be quite happy with that.
Yeah, I'm very proud. I am in this moment that I feel proud for the players, for the team that we are building, and the work that they are doing, and how it's paying off. So at the moment, I'm very happy and very proud.
I just want to ask a bit about kind of the way that you guys counterattack, especially in this game. Just how happy are you with your team's ability to win the balls and attack quickly?
Yeah, well, I think that we are starting to feel comfortable in any phase of the game. I feel that today we were better in the four phases. We in the organized attack during the first half, we had great moments. Of course, when in the recovery moment in this counter attack, we find the spaces that we wanted to punish them. And also in some moments of the second half, especially in the first 15 minutes, we were very solid in the organized defense. So I'm feeling that the team is showing a very competitive image in all the phases of the game. Thank you.
Robin, okay. Well, you weren't the coach last year, isn't that right? So you don't really have a history or a weight or an anchor of how last year was going. But can you compare to how good you are this year? New players coming in and so on.
Yeah, I think that. Maybe the key is that we don't know what happened last year, that we come with a clean mind, clean mind, no ghosts from the past, new energy, new people. So I think that from the day we started, we knew what we wanted to build, and I think that we are, doing it quite well, step by step, because at the end of the day, we've only played like 14, 15 rounds, so still a long way to go, so... we have to keep our identity. We know that the hard work has taken us to the point that we are today, so we have to keep doing that.
And I guess a shorter period of time than that is just this year, while you've been in charge, you played York, it was a tie and a tie and a tie with a penalty kick thing, and yet this was just so completely better than those games. Is there something that you were looking forward to this, or is it just that we're on a roll?
Yeah, each time, the reality is that each time we know better the opponents. We've played a lot of time against them, so we should learn from the past games. And the reality is that also our team is improving a lot. The individuals are improving, the collective work is improving. So each time we have clear, and the players know clearly what we want each game. So I think that today was a complete performance of the team, and we have to continue. I'm very happy about that.
Michelle, I think we're ready if you want to go ahead.
Perfect. Just one last question for you, Coach. We had a fantastic group of supporters that came down and cheered you on today. Can you tell us a little bit about how that got the spirits of everyone up and ready to perform?
Yeah, Michelle, this is amazing. You know, I'm so proud. I said I'm proud of the players, but I'm very proud of the fans that we have. We are very lucky. We are very lucky to have them. It's a strange situation to be playing on the road and feel that you are at home. And this is what happened today. So everything were connected, and we are creating great synergies between the fans and the team. And this is a key point for the future.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Carlos, thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Eso está descargando.
Ya,
okay. See you.